Things are changing here, and I've been thinking a lot lately.
Is everything all right?
I think it might be time for us to leave Coleraine.
Hey, everybody, this is Zach. You know, last episode, we were left wondering if the Morrisons were really going to move from Gilead Lane. And today, we're about to find out. Let's take a trip down Gilead Lane.
Coleraine? Mary, you can't be...
Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up right now. It's not exactly an ideal time to talk about it.
Mary, you can't bring something like that up and just think we're not going to talk about it. Besides, I can't think of a better time. We're out here. It's quiet. No one to bother us. Now, come on, tell me.
Everything's changing, John.
Well, yes, I know some things are changing, but... But I'm not sure it's everything that's...
No, John, it's everything. The kids aren't safe here anymore. And the future... This isn't how I'd pictured our life in Coleraine, living next to a highway. And all these people we don't know in town, and all of this changing. When we came here, we planned for our future here, John. But the future isn't looking the way we thought it would. I think we need to consider this, John. We may not belong in Coleraine anymore.
Heads up!
Mike! Oh,
I'm gonna get you, Mike!
Oh, you got my hair all wet! Ew!
You're swimming, Haley. You're gonna get wet.
Michael Morrison, look out!
Nice job, Hope!
Yeah, that was a pretty good cannonball, Hope.
Not as big as mine.
Of course not. You're huge.
You do have a little more to work with there, Mike.
Maybe we can teach you your technique and help her out.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Hey.
Caleb.
Hey, Caleb. I thought you were out looking for a job today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know I should be. I told Dad I would, but, I mean, I made some phone calls. Mm-hmm. Nothing really sounds fun. And I don't want to spend the summer doing boring stuff.
What about Taylor's store? You worked there for a while, didn't you?
I don't know. I thought about it.
I heard they're busy with all the new people in town.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, I guess. Working with Luke Taylor.
Hey, that's right. You two both go to Grove City, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Do you hang out?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we see each other every now and then.
Heads up!
Yeah.
Cowabunga!
Oh, that was nice.
Well, I'm gonna have to keep practicing then.
No way! I'm out of the pool.
Come on.
Taking a break.
Oh, hey, how's Justin's big job at Piece of Heaven?
It's all right. He likes it okay.
Really?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job there.
Oh, no thanks. Maybe Taylor's store, but I'm not sure about all these new people in town.
I know what you mean. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, when did Coleraine get so big?
Speaking of big... Check this out!
Dude, new shoes, come on.
I'm gonna get all of you now.
Yes, I understand that concern. I'll contact the business myself and see what we can do about it. Yes. I appreciate that. You bet. Thank you. Bye. Who would have thought it would take so much work to run Coleraine?
Mayor Morrison, Ms. Gray is here to see you.
Janet Gray? Oh, okay. Send her in. Janet, it's good to see you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's nice to see you, too.
Oh, Mr. Mayor. That sounds so formal. Come on, just call me John.
All right, John. It's nice to see you. How's Gilead Lane?
Well, it's still standing. And so is our home and Grace's.
Oh, that's good to hear.
But I'm sure you didn't take time out of your busy day at the Coleraine Quarterly to ask about Gilead Lane.
Actually, it's the Coleraine Connection now.
It is. Oh, yes, yes, I did hear that. I'm sorry.
Now that Westtown Presses have bought the paper, they've changed the name and a few other things.
Oh?
Yes, I'm assisting with the running of the paper, but I'm not in charge of all of it anymore. It's actually freed up a lot of my time.
Ah, is that a good thing?
I hope so. It means I'm beginning to have a little time to do some of my own research.
Oh?
Yeah, and right now, my first research project is going to be Piece of Heaven.
Really?
Yeah, they're changing the landscape of Coleraine in a lot of ways.
Well, yes, you could say that.
Not just Gilead Lane, it's everywhere. Have you seen the new people in town?
Yes. Mary had mentioned something to me about it.
A lot of new people and a lot of big promises. A family fun center, highways, a new modern Coleraine. That's a lot of things happening from a group we know very little about.
So, what is your angle on the story? A new Coleraine, or all of the changes, or who they are?
Well, right now I don't really have an angle on the story. I want to know more about them. Once I learn a little bit more, then I'll figure out what the angle needs to be.
So, what do you need from me? A quote? Or...
Oh, no, nothing like that. You're too central to a lot of the story right now, with being the mayor and your house being on Gilead Lane. Now, that's an interesting position. Good for the town, bad for yourself. Maybe there's a story there.
No, I'd rather not highlight that aspect of my life right now, Janet. I want what's best for Coleraine, and I want to see Coleraine grow into the best town that it can be, but...
But?
Off the record?
There's no record, John.
All right. I don't know how some of this happened. It seems like there's more to that story. So I'm just as interested as you, and probably the rest of the town as well. But I can't help in an official capacity. I don't want to step outside the boundaries of what's appropriate.
I understand. I just wanted to let you know my plans.
I appreciate it. Oh, and Janet.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what you find out.
Are you sure it won't be a problem? I don't want to cause any trouble.
It's summertime, Becca. There's not a problem. I'm sure Mom and Dad will love to have you come to dinner.
Wow. Are you sure you aren't late for a surprise party?
Yeah, maybe so. Hey, what's up, guys?
We had a pool party at Richter's house earlier and decided to move it here.
Really?
Yeah, now it's a pizza party.
All right, then. Well, sounds good for staying for dinner.
Oh, yeah. We already planned to invite Becca and Luke. We were going to call you anyway.
I love your house. Luke's at the store, but maybe he can come over after closing.
Cool. That sounds great. Maybe we can watch Montana Smith again.
Oh, yeah, I like that idea.
Hey, is Mom here?
I think she's in the kitchen.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Dad. Morrison.
Well, now, that's a great welcome home. Hi, everyone. Where's your mother?
Kitchen.
Thanks.
Remember that, Justin?
Okay, so Haley didn't want to get wet and she was in the pool.
So what are we doing for pizza? Do you need Becca and me to run to the store?
Oh. Or soda? We can pick up some of that.
Well, I thought we'd order from Wind River Pizza tonight. That means you may need to go pick it up. And if you want to pick up some soda, that would be great.
Yeah.
I have enough plates and cups here left over from your welcome home party.
Oh, that's awesome. I love Wind River Pizza.
Oh, good. Why don't you and Brooke go and take orders from everyone in the living room so we can figure out what kinds of pizza to get and how many?
Yeah. All right. Well, here's some paper. Come on, Becca.
Thanks, girls.
They're really behind.
How do you know that?
The guys who were here the other day told me.
What guys?
You know, the worker guys from the party.
You're not supposed to talk to strangers.
I know that. They weren't strangers. They were the guys from the party.
But you still don't know them.
Sure I do. Sam's a really nice guy. And Bruce can be kind of grumpy, but he's getting better.
Oh, Hope, honey, it's still not a good idea to talk to strangers. You should only talk to them when one of us is around.
Or Mom, or Dad, or even Grace, a grown-up.
Okay. All right, I don't know what you guys are so worried about. You know, when I came here, you were all strangers, and I talked to you, and it turned out great.
But that was different.
How?
Our dad's a judge.
And the mayor.
I still didn't know him.
Listen, Hope, you're right, but you had people watching out for you then who wouldn't have let you come and stay with us if we weren't safe. And you don't know about these other people. There's a lot of stuff happening right now in Coleraine, and it's just not a good idea. Just come find one of us if you want to play outside, okay?
Okay, I guess. It's not as fun as it was when I first got here, though.
I know. Everything's changing. It's weird. But that doesn't change one thing.
What?
I'm hungry. When's dinner?
Well, some things in Coleraine won't change.
That's true. So what's everyone want on their pizza?
Ooh, pepperoni.
Pineapple.
Pineapple. Ew.
Hey, it's good. You should try it.
Pineapple and ham? Yeah, Hawaiian pizza.
Okay, so we have one Hawaiian. What does anyone else want?
Breadsticks.
Breadsticks? Okay.
Now,
Where are the paper plates?
They're in the pantry over there on the second shelf, I think, near the cups.
All right, I'll grab those two then.
Oh, good thinking.
So, how are you doing today? That's quite a party out there. You all right?
Yes, I love it. Good. All the kids home and their friends feeling welcome here.
You always have enjoyed that. Does it help make you feel better about anything?
Yes, it helps.
Even with the noise.
Well, it's happiness, joy. I'm okay with hearing that in my house. I just don't like picking garbage out of my yard or constantly hearing heavy equipment and foul language from the people operating it.
I understand, Mary. I do. And I'm thinking and praying about everything we talked about the other night.
Well, thank you, John. Honey, can you grab those napkins and set them out on the table?
Yeah, sure. Guess who stopped to see me today?
Who?
I've never had the pineapple pizza before. Sounds interesting.
Oh, Janet Gray.
So good. Oh, really?
Yes.
That's nice. It's nice seeing more of Janet these days.
Wish I weren't seeing so much of her.
What's that, Becca? Did you say something?
No, Mrs. Morrison. It's nothing. Brooke, why don't we call Wind River and get this pizza ordered so we can go pick it up?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, we're going to use the phone upstairs, Mom.
Okay.
Do you need anything else from Wind River?
No, if you're picking up soda, we should have everything covered.
Okay.
Thanks, girls.
You're welcome.
Sure.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
That was odd.
I think there may be some growing pains happening in more than just Coleraine.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Anyway, what did Janet have to say?
Well, it's really interesting.
Yeah?
She's doing some research on Peace of Heaven.
She is.
Okay, Becca, spill it.
Spill what?
What was that about downstairs? Your dad and Janet? Is that what's...
There is no dad and Janet, okay? They're just friends.
Oh, okay, sorry. I just thought that...
Everyone thinks that, but there's not, okay? There better not be. I don't like her.
Why not? Janet seems really nice, and your dad does seem to like her.
It's just not right. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
Supposed to be? What's that mean?
Okay, I mean, Dad's fine with us. He doesn't need anyone else. Besides that, she dated Tom Richter.
That was over 30 years ago, Becca. That's decades. You can't hold that against her.
Why not? It's Tom Richter.
Well, that was then, and this is now, and everything's changed. You can't say she, or even Tom Richter, did something 30 years ago, and you don't like him for it today.
Why not?
Because it's not the right thing to do. The entire Christian life is about change, Becca. And they've both done a lot of changing since then.
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing.
What?
We don't even really know that she's a Christian.
We don't? I thought she was. We see her in church every Sunday.
Okay, only after she started talking to my dad. What if she's only doing that to get to him? People do that sometimes.
Becca, you don't know that. And you can't say that about someone.
Why not? You know what? Never mind, Brooke. You know, I'm really not interested in talking about this right now.
But, Becca,
we need to leave anyway if we're going to get the pizza. Let's just go.
Talk later?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Mary, hello. I heard you guys had quite a party last night.
Oh, yes. It has been wonderful having all the kids back home.
Plus a few extras from what I heard.
Of course. The more the merrier. We love it that way.
I'm sure.
But it also means I have a few things to pick up. Oh. Our pantry's looking a little sparse this morning.
Kids can eat, can't they?
It's amazing.
Excuse me, Mr. Taylor, is it?
Yeah, how can I help you?
I heard that you might be able to special order a few things for me.
Why, yes, it shouldn't be a problem.
If you'll excuse me, I'll see you later, Ben.
Okay, no problem. Bye, Mary. Mm-hmm. All right, what can I get for you?
Yes, a couple of bamboo stir-fries, please.
Okay,
Now, let's see, butter... Salt. Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe next time we should try actually looking where we're going, do you think?
I really should know better than that. I am sorry. Could you hand me that lipstick over there? It seems to have gotten away from me.
Yes, it has.
Wow. All right, then.
Mary.
Oh.
Mary, are you all right? I saw you drop your purse.
Yes, I did. I wasn't watching where I was going, and I bumped into someone. I should have been paying better attention, but I'm still not used to the tourists in town either.
Oh, well, That wasn't a tourist.
It wasn't?
Oh, no. She's moving to town. One of the new people.
Oh. Well, I think I picked up everything. Thank you, Ben.
Anytime.
Now, if you don't mind me being a little personal.
Yes?
Is Becca all right?
Becca? Yeah, I think she is. Why?
I was just wondering. Something she said the other night.
Oh, let me guess. Something about Janet?
Well, yes.
Yeah, well, Becca's not very happy about me and Janet. Hmm. Well, I mean, not that there's really a me and Janet yet, or well, not yet. I mean, I...
It's okay, Ben. I understand. Oh.
This is harder than I remember it being.
I'll bet. Wait, the parenting thing or the dating thing?
Both! And mixing them up together? I mean, that's downright dangerous.
I'm sure it is.
The thing is, I've tried to talk to Becca about it several times. Mm-hmm. And each time I do, I mean, she's just not interested. She clams up. I don't know if it's about her mother or me or if she doesn't like Janet. I just can't get it out of her. And she's not talking to Luke either.
Oh, I'm sorry. It can be so hard when someone's hurting and keeping it all in.
Yeah. I just don't know what to do.
Well, you know, Ben, she's been at our house a lot lately. Now, if you think it would help, I could try to talk to her about it. I don't want to step on any toes or anything.
Oh, Mary, there are no toes to step on. I'm wearing steel-toed boots on this one. I mean, if you have any advice or if you want to talk to Becca, I mean, that's fine by me. In fact, I would really appreciate it.
Grace, you have a lot of stuff here.
Yes, I do.
No wonder you needed help packing everything up. This would take me a week.
Well, it's only taken a little while with the two of us. I appreciate your help.
Anything I can do to make things easier. I'll have a couple of the kids bring the car up later and load up some of these things.
I appreciate it, Mary. I've already arranged with a charity downtown to take everything.
What made you decide to do this now?
A little late for spring cleaning?
Well, you could say that, since it's the middle of summer.
No, I was just walking around and praising and talking to God about all of the blessings that I have. And I realized as I was going through the house, remembering all the things my parents had done and all of these beautiful things, I realized that I have a lot of things that could help someone else out.
Huh.
They're just collecting dust here. I even found some boxes in the garage that have some of Mom and Dad's old clothes in them.
Wow. That's a long time to hold on to some things.
Yes, it is. And it's well past time to let some of them go.
Are you letting go of everything?
Let's go sit down. I could use some lemonade. Then we can really talk about what's on your mind.
Okay, you caught me.
What?
Are you packing up so you can leave Coleraine?
I don't know. I really don't. It's not intentional, if that's what you're wondering. I really feel like it's time that I let go of some of these things that I'm not using. I don't want to be a pack rat when there are people in need.
I understand. We do it a couple of times a year at our house. Let the kids go through their closets and toys and things and donate. It lightens the load for us, which is good. Sometimes we take things for granted, and we don't stop to realize we haven't used them in a while.
That's right.
I don't want to take you for granted, Grace. I can't imagine not living down the road from you. But what about this job offer? Tell me about it.
Oh, it's nothing new. I get them all the time.
You do?
Yes, my publisher would really like for me to be closer. It would make the book so much easier to publish, and I could work on appearances and publicity easier. And my editor, she'd love to have me closer so that she can help me out with some things.
Well, we want you right here, and we're always here to help you out.
I know that, and I love you for it.
You've never mentioned these offers.
I know. I never felt led to even consider them. They were always there, but I just... the time wasn't right.
God hadn't released you from Coleraine yet. I thought that was an interesting way to put it the other night.
Yes, I've always felt that I was here because God was still using me here. Now, I just don't know. With the house and everything, maybe now is the time.
I understand, Grace. I've been wondering, too.
Wondering what?
If it's time for us to leave Coleraine.
What? You're not thinking about this because of me, are you? I don't want to.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. I mean, we would miss you, and we love you. But it's not about that at all. It's about the kids and the vision I have for our life here in Coleraine. It's not... I don't think it's going to be the best place to raise our children anymore. It's all changing.
That it is.
I don't know. I'm struggling with it.
So am I, Mary. Trust me.
I want my kids to be able to play in the yard without worrying, and to walk to your house without worrying, and...
There's a lot of worry in that sentence.
There is. I know. And I shouldn't.
Oh, no. Protecting your kids? That's your most important job as a mother. It's a fine line to walk, though. Faith and protection.
Yes, it is. And I just don't know what side of that line I'm on right now.
I understand, Mary. I would love to join you in prayer about that.
Oh, Grace. It means so much to have someone who understands.
I do. It's hard. Mary, why don't we pray right now?
I'd love that.
God, you are amazing. You are Father to all of us, and you are looking out for us as that Father. We are so grateful for that love you show us.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask now for wisdom for both Mary and me, that we might be in your will with wherever you want us to be, Coleraine or elsewhere. Father, show us your plan and your direction.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Morrison, for just inviting me on this girl's spa day. Ugh. This is great.
Yeah.
I never knew that someone washing my hair could be so relaxing.
Oh, it's like a massage.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, this is so nice.
Well, I'm glad you like it, girls. And you are very welcome, Becca.
So, what do you hear about this family fun center?
Oh, I've heard a lot of good things, Cindy. From what I hear, it's going to be so wonderful for Coleraine. The wave of the future for our future generations.
Family-friendly places you can trust for your kids.
Everything that Coleraine needs for Coleraine's leaders of tomorrow.
You know, they're right about that. Coleraine's needed this for a long time.
Oh, I know. Our kids have been neglected for so long.
Funny. I never really felt neglected.
Me neither, Peck.
All right. We have 3 openings in the nail room right now. Haley, Brooke, Cindy?
Oh, yes.
My turn? Finally!
All right. I'm coming. Someone's just going to have to scoop me out of this chair.
You need a little help there, Brookie?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I think I fell asleep.
Oh. Oh, I really do appreciate this. Being the only girl in my house, it's nice to get out with the girls sometimes.
I'm sure it is. I just enjoy the quiet. Our house isn't quiet often.
No, it's not.
So it's tough being the only girl around sometimes, huh?
Yes, it can be. But I love Luke and Dad.
Oh, I know you do. It's just sometimes having a woman around would be nice.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
Do you want to talk about it, Becca?
What?
Janet Gray.
No, I don't want to talk about her. I'm sorry, Mrs. Morrison, but she's at our house all of the time, or Dad's out with her. You know, I planned a big dinner for us the other night, and Dad had a date. A date! I didn't even know it. And I don't like her. I don't think she's even a Christian.
Whoa, now hold on a minute there, Becca. Now, what makes you say that?
Okay, I think she's just going to church to get my dad. She wasn't there before.
Oh, Becca, she lived in Westtown for a little while during the newspaper switch. And she's been at the church for a lot longer than she and your dad have been seeing each other. A lot longer. You were just at college, so you wouldn't have seen it. Now, she's back now, and so are you. And you're really getting to know each other for the first time. You know, that's hard. But I know Janet.
She's a wonderful woman.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm sorry to dump this all on you. I didn't mean to flood you with all this.
It's okay, Becca. Flood away. I understand. It's scary, and it's not going to get easier for a while. You and your dad and brother, you have a lot of things to work out with this. But the most important thing, I know your father, and I've known him for a long time, honey. And I don't think you would get involved with someone lightly without getting to know them really well. Yeah. He cares about you, Becca, and Luke, and he's worried about you.
He is?
And he wants to talk to you about it, but he knows that you don't want to. And that's hard for him.
How do you know?
I saw him at the store the other day and asked about you. He had a flood of worry about you, too.
Really? He did?
Yes, he did.
I don't know. I just... You know, Mrs. Morrison, this isn't the way I pictured it.
Oh? What's that mean?
I just saw this working out differently. With me and Dad and Luke, and it always being just us. And Luke and me taking care of Dad when he gets older. Mom died. I never thought that Dad would ever want to...
Oh, I can understand that. But you know, your dad is here all alone while you guys are at school.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure you do, but sometimes it's hard to remember that when you're home and you see him with all of you together.
Yeah.
But he gets lonely. And, well, what you saw as the future may not have been what your dad saw as the future in his mind.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. Just because I want something doesn't mean that it's what Dad wants. And he's what counts if we're talking about him dating.
Oh.
Besides that, if I push her away or I don't help Dad with what he wants, I won't be doing what God wants me to do, will I?
Yes, Becca, that's it. That's right. I think we may have both learned something today.
So, this sounds serious.
It is, John. Very serious.
Uh-huh. Is it about moving?
Yes. A light bulb came on today.
An aha moment.
Yes, a big one. Mm-hmm. I was talking with Becca today about some things, and something she said hit me.
All right, what was it?
She said that if she didn't help Ben with something he was doing, and she kept pushing away, then she wasn't doing what God wanted her to either.
All right.
John, I've been looking at all of this as the Coleraine we dreamed about and what we wanted. And I've been looking at it all through a lot of anxiety and worry. I haven't been looking at this at all as what God wanted.
God wants us to move?
No, I don't think so. I think, maybe, God wants us here. Coleraine's changing, and it's not our vision of Coleraine, but maybe it is God's. And maybe he's made you the mayor and placed us here to have an impact. Like Hope and her movie. If she'd run away, she wouldn't have been able to make any changes or give her input.
Okay.
I don't know what our role here is, John. I don't know how Peace of Heaven is going to change Coleraine or why we are here at this time. And in this place. But I do know that I think God hasn't released us from here yet.
That's good, Mary. See, I feel the same way. I think we're supposed to be here.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Well, I did a few times, but mostly I wanted to be sure that I was on the right track, too. I mean, what if God was using you to show me something I hadn't seen before?
I appreciate that, John. Oh. And I love you for it.
Yeah, but what about the concerns you have? The highway and the safety for the kids, none of that has changed.
No, it hasn't. All those things will still be here. But God's changed me, or at least focused me more on him. I've been reading Psalm 91 a lot. And 1 Peter 5:7 is stuck in my mind. God's bigger than this, than Coleraine and Peace of Heaven. And he's much bigger than my fears or worries. After all,
we aren't supposed to worry about tomorrow. Well, it's got enough troubles of its own.
Oh, wow. You hit Psalms, 1 Peter, and Matthew all in one fell swoop.
Aha. I know. Yeah. Oh, the Bible's full of verses about not worrying and having faith in God and His plans. I don't know why it took me so long to see it. So, until God releases us, I guess we'll be right here on Gilead Lane.
Yeah, where we're supposed to be.
Exactly.
Well, what do you know about that? It sounds like the Morrisons are gonna stay after all. I'm glad that Mary and John were able to get to a point in their lives where they actually took the focus off of their worries and put it onto what God wanted for their lives. And I'm glad that Becca was able to help Mary see that important part about decisions, that it's not just about us, that God cares about what we choose as well. And not only that, God wants to help us in our decisions by letting us cast our cares on Him. Like it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, we don't need to worry about the future. We have a king who wants not only to help us take away the worry, but he wants to give us the answers. And that's really awesome. Hey, you know, it's been a while since I've told you guys how much I appreciate hearing from you. I really do. So if it's been a while, why not shoot me a quick email to gilead@cbhministries.org and let me know what you thought of today's show. Again, that address is gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, What Should Be, Will Be, was a production of CBH Ministries, which is a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Ryan Cunningham was the recording engineer, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Rob Gunling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next time down Gilead Lane.